Welcome to the Wetoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we explore scripture and delve into the Word of God.
Wetoto family, I want us to shout out our theme together one more time. I want you to warn your neighbor and tell them, I have so much volume in me in 2025. Come and warn your neighbor, tell him, I have volume in me in 2025. And so clear your voice. Clear your voice. And on the count of three, we are going to shout it out. I want you to out-shout your neighbor. Because this is God's word for us in 2025. Are you ready? Are you ready upstairs? Are you ready downstairs? I know our online and on-air family are very ready. So on the count of three, as loud as you can. 3, 2, 1, bold, strong, courageous. Wow. And now we are going to even add the hashtag, go for it. And we're going to do it with conviction. Are you ready? Clear your voice and tell your neighbor, you're not ready in 2025. You're not yet ready. You're not yet ready. We're going to say bold, strong, courageous, go for it. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, bold, strong, courageous, go for it. Wow, give God praise in the house today. That is God's word for us this year. And you know what? The people that are bold, strong, and courageous are people of prayer. Men and women of prayer walk in the boldness like that of a lion. Men and women of prayer have strength that is always renewed. They mount up on wings like eagles. Men and women of prayer have a courage in the face of adversity. They walk with courage in the face of their enemy. They take courageous action and do things that they've never done before because they know the God that is for them is greater than he that is in the world. And so this year, I want to challenge you. Be a man and woman of boldness, strength, and courage. Carry within your heart a bold vision. Live by a strong conviction. And every day by faith, take steps of courageous action. You will see God do the impossible. Jesus was teaching about prayer. He told the parable in Luke chapter 18, after telling his hearers about some difficult things that would come in the future, and these things would happen before he returns. We know that in the first century, the city of Jerusalem was destroyed. There was a lot of suffering. And that's at the end of Luke 17. So when he starts Luke 18, teaching them about prayer, it is in this context of difficulty and the challenges that would come. Can I just stop there to say, Wetoto family, regardless of the challenges that we are going to face in 2025, there is victories that are waiting for us if keep in the place of prayer and faith in Jesus' name. Bible says, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. We have the purpose of the parable before it's even told. May we be men and women of prayer who pray and never give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. So that she won't wear me down. So that she won't tire me out with her constant and persistent request for justice. This widow is a picture of how hopeless and helpless we may seem. And sometimes we run to people who we think have ability, who have power and have access. And many times they fail us. But I came to encourage you today. When you run to the Lord, you will never be disappointed. He's the God of all power and authority, and he will come through for you. He's not like the people of this world. He's faithful. Jesus passed on the lesson. He said, listen to what then just judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. Everyone say quickly. I want you to know that God wants to come through for you in 2025. I want you to know that God is for you. That he's not just God in heaven, he is your father. He's a good, good father, and he wants to come through for you. And as we start out 2025 in prayer, yes, the 21 days kick off tomorrow. Today, we're going to spend time in communion and prayer. I'm believing God that as we cry out to him, he'll not only come through for us, but he'll come through for us quickly in Jesus' name. Jesus ended that parable with an interesting question. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Jesus, of course, was talking in this context about his return. And when we wait on the promises of God, like Jesus promised his soon return, sometimes we give up on the promise because it seems to be taking too long. My prayer this year as the Watoto family is that we'll be men and women, we'll be families, we'll be businesses of people who are so prayerful and do not give up on the promises of God. That our hearts will not grow weary, that we will not faint, that we will pray and believe for the promise until our faith is made sight. I'm calling you to be people of prayer this year. Waiting on God, depending on God, because he is our portion. He will not disappoint us. He will not let us fail. When we hold on to him, he will come through for us. I pray that 2025, you will see the breakthroughs of God and the miracles of God in your life. I pray that you will see God come through for you and God come through for you quickly. The question is, are you going to remain in faith? Will you remain in faith? Lord, thank you so much for your word that is calling us this year to be people that are bold, strong, and courageous. But you're calling us to be people of prayer because as we stay in that place of faith, expressed through prayer, there will be a boldness and a strength and a courage that will come over us, that grip our hearts and our minds, and that we will believe you and see the promises of God come to pass this year. Give us the grace to be people of prayer who are absolutely dependent on you to see you come through. So we thank you. This year, we are going to see your hand in the detail of our lives. In Jesus' name, and everybody says, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope this encourages you to step into the new. Tune in next time as we delve into the Word of God. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com. Hey!